From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, tracing the history of 29 across and 14 down, we chronicle 101 years of crossword puzzling. And Texas remembers an elite guitarist and legendary bluesman. First, a lot of rain and a little upside. As much as 11 inches might have mucked up the morning commute, but it gave some much-needed relief to parched North Texas lakes. At the Lake Ray Roberts Marina in Sanger, Stephen Williams, an employee there, said water levels have risen 3 feet since last night.
We were getting real close where our shoreline was getting too close to our boathouses, and we would have had to move them out to the middle of the lake, and it's made it to where it looks like we'll make it through at least the end of summer with the rain that we've got today. It's helping us out a lot.
Wise, Denton, and Cook counties got the worst of the storms.
It's pretty rare for us to get a 10-inch rainfall anywhere in North Texas, especially when it doesn't have to deal with the decaying remnants of some tropical system.
That's Dennis Cavanaugh with the National Weather Service.
July is usually our driest month of the year, so really anytime we can get some rain in July, it's almost always making up for some deficit somewhere, so it's really good for almost everybody.
Lake Bridgeport, northwest of Fort Worth, which has been 22 feet below normal in recent weeks, should also get a boost. Cavanaugh says 6 to 8 inches of rain have poured into streams that feed into that lake, and it's not over yet. Forecasters expect another inch or two of rain tonight, and a flash flood watch is in effect through tomorrow afternoon. Working a daily crossword puzzle may seem like a trivial habit, but it takes a special set of skills to solve one. Today on Think, a crossword historian told Chris Boyd that a team of expert puzzle solvers played a major role in bringing World War II to an end. Think producer Stephen Becker explains.
War-torn London seems like an odd setting for a crossword puzzle competition. But as bombs rained down on Britain, some of the country's top puzzle solvers gathered for a contest. The event was advertised as a charity fundraiser.
What in fact was going on was that those who solved it very quickly were then asked to immediately to go and report to a Colonel Leonard, who said to them, right, I've got some work for you.
That's Alan Connor, who writes a weekly crossword column in the Guardian newspaper. He says Colonel Leonard sent the fastest puzzlers straight to Bletchley Park.
And Bletchley Park is where code breakers were trying to break the signals that Nazis were sending to each other. They'd intercepted the signals, but they were encoded.
What British intelligence needed was people who were able to look at language in unconventional ways, who recognized which letters tend to be grouped together in words, and who were good at spotting hidden messages. Put another way,
they decided that they needed some people with what they called warped brains.
Those warped brains provided some of the major breakthroughs of the war by decoding Nazi secret messages. Winston Churchill estimated that the codebreakers working at Bletchley Park cut the war short by as much as 2 years.
So if anyone ever says to you, don't you think crosswords are a bit of a silly waste of time, you can say, well, you know, they did save, they saved Europe from Nazi oppression.
Stephen Becker, KERA News.
Alan Connor's book is called The Crossword Century, 100 Years of Witty Wordplay, Ingenious Puzzles, and Linguistic Mischief. Think re-airs tonight at 9, or you can find the podcast at kera.org/think. 70-year-old Texas blues and rock legend Johnny Winter died yesterday in Switzerland. KERA's Jeff Whittington talked about Winter's careers with Joe Nick Potaski, who writes about music and all things Texan.
Joe Nick Potaski, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, what was Johnny Winter known for?
I think the most significant thing Johnny Winter is known for is for breaking through and basically reviving the blues in the last great blues revival before Stevie Ray Vaughan came along in the 1980s, that blues music was kind of on its way out. Black music was redirecting itself towards more modern contemporary sounds. And here comes Johnny Winters, an albino white boy from Beaumont, Texas, changing the whole order of things. And when you look at music and popular music, it's very significant that when he was discovered, he got the first major six-figure contract of any artist anywhere in popular music.
And he really put it all into the guitar.
He was a wild man on guitar. And that night at the Vulcan Gas Company in Austin, Texas, everything changed when he got to open up a show for Muddy Waters Band coming in from Chicago. And the band, Muddy's band, they started peeking out from behind the curtain and looking around. And the story is that after that set, Muddy got on the phone and was talking to someone in Chicago. And he was saying he's white because everybody thought he sounded black. And that hadn't happened to any white musicians, certainly in the late 1960s.
Well, let's hear a little of that ripping guitar.
61.
A little taste of Highway 61 revisited by Johnny Winter, who died yesterday.
You know, that's Bob Dylan's song. Everybody thinks Bob Dylan, anything he writes, he owns. Johnny Winter made Highway 61 Revisited his own, and it is a signature tune, for that matter, with his exuberance vocally, but certainly with that guitar. I mean, that's just wild stuff.
Now, Winter was also known for this song, Dallas. It sounds like he didn't like Dallas too much.
You know, when I was a DJ on KFAD in Arlington back in 1972, I remember we played that song quite a bit. I thought it captured just perfectly the hard side of Dallas. And that's, you know, a blues man doesn't talk about flowers and sunshine. He talks about the darker things in life. And, you know, talking about having to carry a razor and his gun if he's going to come to Dallas, that's a great South Texas perspective on coming to Big D and what Big D represented. And the great thing is, it sounds like something that Blind Lemon could have written in the 1930s or any old blues musician. That was his song.
Bye bye to Dallas. Take my razor and my gun.
Joe Nick Gutowski, thanks again for taking the time. Thanks for being with us.
Jeff, it's been a pleasure. It's a sad day to even be talking to you, but God bless Johnny Winter, and may his music live on.
I believe that Dallas has a meanest town I know.
That was writer Joe Nick Gutowski talking with KERA executive producer Jeff Whittington about Texas musician Johnny Winter. One more note about the weather. This is the chilliest July 17th on record at DFW Airport. The high today was 78. The lowest high before today was 82. But don't bother with the sweaters, though. We'll have another day of highs in the mid-80s. That's tomorrow when the rain moves out. Then Saturday and Sunday, sunshine returns. And a high of 92. Right now, 72 in Dallas and 73 in Fort Worth. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.
The latest in this catastrophe and what it means as the reactions unfold all over the world. That's next time on The Takeaway from PRI Public Radio International.
Tomorrow morning at 11 on KERA 90.1.